This is Media and Ministry Column, this time an interview with Katie Langston, an author who wrote Sealed, An Unexpected Journey into the Heart of Grace. Living Lutheran asks, could you tell us about Sealed? Langston says, I grew up in a conservative, almost quasi-fundamentalist Mormon home in Utah. This brought with it both gifts and pain. On the one hand, a sense of community and purpose. On the other hand, a lot of religious fear. As a child, I developed severe OCD, or obsessive-compulsive disorder, with religious-related obsessions and compulsions, also called scrupulosity, though I didn't have a diagnosis for it until much later. By the time I was in my early 20s, I had accomplished all the major Mormon milestones: full-time proselytizing mission, marriage in the Mormon temple, a baby on the way, but I was coming apart at the seams. And just when I reached a point so low that I wasn't sure I wanted to live anymore, I had a profound experience with God's grace that changed everything. I'm now finishing up my training to become a Lutheran pastor, a call that began with that first experience of grace. Sealed is about this journey and how God came and rescued me. It's a meditation on faith, family, healing, and belonging. For many of our readers, says the Living Lutheran, the inner workings of Mormonism you describe will be new. What do you feel is most important for Lutherans to know about this religion? Lutherans should know, she said. Oh, God. I better read this tune. I'm going to go down to read this intro again. Katie Langston has nearly completed her journey to become an ELCA pastor, but the path there was anything but linear. In her new book, Sealed, An Unexpected Journey into the Grace of God, tells the story of her childhood and young adulthood in a devout Mormon family and her unexpected conversion to the Lutheran faith. Kara Strickland from Living Lutheran interviews her. For many readers, the inner workings of Mormonism you describe will be new. What do you feel is most important for Lutherans to know about this religion? She says, Lutherans should know that members of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, colloquially known as Mormons, are kind, generous, good-hearted people who make good friends and amazing neighbors. Absolutely, get to know any Mormons you have in your life. At the same time, keep in mind that many Mormon teachings and practices are distinct from Orthodox Christianity in ways that are surprising. If you end up talking with your Mormon friends about faith, understand that many words that sound familiar, such as church, Heavenly Father, Scripture, etc., have different meanings in Mormonism. Explore those with them. If you get a chance, talk with your Mormon friends about grace. Mormonism is a high-demand religion that requires worthiness from its adherents in order to qualify for God's blessings. From my experience, this makes many Mormons feel secretly anxious, ashamed, and burned out. Show them the unconditional love of God and share with them that we are free in Christ because of His worthiness, not ours. If you can talk deeply enough with a Mormon that they can hear you, that can feel like a cascade of cool relief for someone who's been trying to be worthy of God's love. We ask, what drew you to the Lutheran faith and what is it that continues to compel you? She says, I found Lutheranism by accident. Several years ago, I was looking for a master's degree program in theology, and I stumbled upon Luther Seminary through a Google search. I was still a Mormon living in Utah, and I knew nothing about Lutheranism, but I applied anyway. Through my discernment process with Luther Seminary's admission department, I met some wonderful Lutheran people who encouraged me to explore the Lutheran tradition. Then, once I started taking classes, I couldn't believe how much of the theology resonated with me. Martin Luther's key thought, insight, was that we are justified by grace through faith was so compelling to me. Plus, in Luther, I met a kindred spirit. He He was extremely scrupulous before he discovered the grace of Jesus, and from then on, I was hooked. I love so much about Lutheran theology, the emphasis on grace, the understanding that we are simultaneously sinners and saints, the embrace of paradox, the broadly ecumenical outlook, and on and on. After years of spiritual struggling, I'm so deeply grateful to have found my theological home in this tradition. We ask, "What are your hopes for your readers?" She responds, "Sealed is for wanderers, wanderers, skeptics, and believers. It's for anyone who had the feeling that they don't quite fit in. It's for folks who have experienced the pain of leaving a religion or faith community, who have experienced the excitement of joining a religion or faith community. It's for people who are at odds with their family, for survivors of spiritual abuse. It's for mainstream Christians who want to understand Mormonism better, and for Mormons who want to understand mainstream Christianity better. It's for readers who enjoy memoirs and spiritual writing. Most of all, it's for anyone who marvels at the miracle of grace and longs to see it whenever and however it shows up in the most unexpected places."